Our next culinary topic has to do with culinary influencer and founder of Preppy Kitchen. John Cannell joins us, cooking and baking expert, to give us some delicious baking tips for the fall season. John, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's getting to be that time of the year. Fall brings a lot of, I want to bake bread or something. My wife was doing that the other day. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just about the climate or just the fact that you think bread is always sort of comforting. But let's talk about some of the things you're bringing us today. What tips can you give us for the fall baking season, or maybe what's new?
You know, a lot of us are creeping back into the kitchen after a little break, and it's time to get going. We have all of our pumpkin spice flavors. We have apples and pears, all that, those cozy flavors coming out. So the first thing you want to do is take a look at your pantry, make sure you have everything ready, so when you do start baking, you're not going to be scrambling. I always look to make sure if I have my milk, my incredible eggs, my pumpkin, brown sugar, flour, and the rest. And that way, when I'm ready to go, there is no stress. You know, most people don't realize that pumpkin pie is an egg-based custard. So if you bake it up too hot, you get those signature cracks that make everyone so unhappy. So if you're making pumpkin pie, take your filling and then put it over low heat in a pot and whisk it up until it's nice and warm. And then you pour it into your crust, and then that goes into the oven. This way you'll get a silky pumpkin pie with that beautiful mirror finish on top.
If you do get a crack, though, you can just add more whipped cream on top. This is just my other tip back to you.
I serve my pumpkin pie underneath a mountain of whipped cream, so you have to dig to see it. That's how I enjoy it.
Absolutely. What about using other things like squash or some of those other ones that maybe not as popular as pumpkin, sweet potatoes, things like that?
You know what? You can't see it, but today I have a chocolate pear cake right next to me, and pear for me is one of the signature flavors of fall. So it doesn't have to be pumpkin everything. You can add this into a pastry. It could go into the cakes. You can add it into muffins. And it brings a beautiful, like, delicate flavor to all of your fall treats. And yes, get that delicata squash from your farmer's market if you can get it. And it goes so well in pastas and risottos and just roasted with a little bit of browned butter and sage. It's delicious.
When we hear the term pumpkin spice, what are the spices that are going into that? What constitutes all that?
You know what? I actually make my own pumpkin spice for friends and to use in the kitchen, and all it is a combination of cinnamon, allspice, nutmeg, ginger, and then if you want to go crazy, you can add some cardamom, you could add some cloves. It's really up to you.
And the other thing you want to share with us this morning?
You know what? If you want to check out any recipes, head to preppykitchen.com. And for more recipes and information, you can go to theincredibleegg.org.
Sounds great. We always like getting recipes as well and enjoying what you do with the Prep Kitchen. John, thanks for your time this morning.